Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple N's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Hey, Rue, we're not very good at the vaccinations, are we?
Nah,
we're
not
miles
really
behind.
Good. Didn't even make the top 100.
Can't believe it. No. So, as of yesterday, we should have had 4 million done already.
Yep.
How many have we had done?
Don't know.
670,000.
Well, that's not enough.
We're over 3 million behind.
More.
We were meant to be at.
Well, I hope we can catch up.
That's terrible.
Well, we didn't get a lot of doses from overseas.
But are we not interested? Is that the issue?
Are we
apathetic?
I don't think we had the juice to pump it in. But then I think we've also had a lot of the vaccines here and haven't got them in. South Australia, point in case, we've had the juice here. We just haven't done it. So, yeah.
And
it's not easy, though. We are talking about it being the biggest logistical rollout in the history of Australia.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, fair point. But for some reason, they said, but as of yesterday, they had milestones. Mm. We would have had 4 million Australians vaccinated and we're nowhere near it. So we've got the states pointing the finger at the feds and the feds pointing the finger at the states.
We're going to help the states, but they've got to admit they've got a problem because they've done three-fifths of bugger all. And they are holding this nation back. And unfortunately, our premiers haven't led on this.
Who was that?
That's
David Littleproud.
Oh, yeah.
Who's email?
He's a federal minister.
Thank you. He's actually the deputy leader in Australia at the moment. So so he's having a crack and pointing the finger at the states.
You've just thrown Mel under the bus.
No, that was my fingers typing while I asked Mel. Yeah. And then I gave myself think time.
Buying some time.
And then it came up. And then I tried to sound like I knew what I was talking about. David Littleproud, you're the deputy leader of the National Party of Australia and deputy prime minister. Yeah, that'd be that, David Littleproud.
Oh, that one.
And here are these states having a crack at David Littleproud.
The Prime Minister committed that 3 million Australians would be vaccinated by the end of March. Well, today is the 31st of March, and he has fallen 2.4 million short of that target.
For 15 months, every government in the country, every state and territory government, has maintained a very collegiate approach. But as Health Minister here in New South Wales, I'm extremely angry. And I know there are other Health Ministers in the country who share similar views, state and territory Health Ministers.
Various people from around Australia just commenting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Queensland and New South Wales state health ministers.
Yeah, I know.
That's how they get the jabs.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like a know-all, Mel.
No. Hey, the Blues Fest is being called off in northern New South Wales up at Byron Bay, the home of all the celebrities and lots of cool people. Well, it's going to cost over $100 million for the local economy, which is a
That sound like a lot?
Well, if you could think that, you know, 15,000-20,000 or probably more people going up there and they've got accommodation. Accommodation's not dear, so if you're going 3 or 4 days and you're getting on the booze and you're eating food.
Tell me that you're a human calculator. So per head, what would your spend be per head? $500 if you throw in your accommodation?
Nah, more than that, 1,000.
Hang on, $5,000
tickets,
per head.
Accommodation,
yeah.
Booze,
right.
Food. Nothing's cheap up there, so.
Booze and food, $100 a day? Accommodation.
Oh, come on. You do that at lunchtime, Ditch. You do that for breakfast.
Yeah, but I'm talking the average person.
Well, up there, they go hard up there. This is
right,
Easter.
$200 a day on your food and grog.
At least. More.
$150 a night for your bed.
More.
More?
More.
Per person?
Yeah, in Byron Bay.
So you and I shared a room there. You're saying we'd pay more than $300 a night?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're staying in the caravan or the... You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's a big spend.
I'm just trying to say. So you think over $100 million is?
Well, I'm going off official numbers. It was 162 in 2019, and it's dropped down to 100 because they haven't got as big of acts and everything up there. But it is a lot of money. I get your head around it.
Sorry.
It's big numbers. No, it's big numbers. Second year in a row. So people like Gleeso, who we love on this show, they're out of pocket because he was meant to be going up there,
and
a lot of musicians are out of pocket. So let alone if you think, I mean, you run Oakbank and you've had a 3-day race carnival this week, the organising, the planning, negotiating, everything that goes on, let alone the people's plans to go away with Easter and everything, just all thrown out the window.
Yeah, for sure. From the world of entertainment, we like our celebrity goss. Vanessa Amorosi, one of our great young singers here in Australia. No, this is. I don't like hearing these stories. She's suing her own mother.
Suing her mother.
Saying that her mother has held back royalties. And so things have turned sour there because she's actually, here's a little tidbit for you. She's got her mother's name tattooed on her shoulder. So she clearly liked Mum at one stage. Because I'm the celebrity gossip man now.
You're a little rumour monger.
No, Vanessa Amorosi is suing her mother.
I've got a little bit of gossip.
What?
Are you joking?
I know some other people she's suing.
Who's she suing?
Absolutely everybody.
Oh, no. You're an idiot.
Is that what you're doing in here?
Yeah.
Have you been waiting just to say
I've been
that?
I've waiting for
what the hell are you doing in here in top three? Usually you're making coffee at this
time. No, my time to shine. No.
So anyway, who else is she suing, Alice?
Absolutely everybody.
Absolutely. What happened with Joe Biden's top boy, Alice, is in here?
Now, the other bit of celebrity gossip I've got for you is the brand new US President, Joe Biden.
Yep.
How's this for a second time in a month? His dog has bitten someone.
What?
He's got a German Shepherd, and the man at the top in the US has got an issue. He's going to get sued for this. His dog has bitten someone for the second time in a month.
Cue Alice.
His dog can't stop Biden people.
Get out of here.
You are banned from the studio, right?
Go
get out.
Have a very long weekend. Get out. And you need to rest.
That's what's making news on Triple M. There been any highlights this week? Because it's a short week.
I've got a feeling this is going to be pretty funny.
Oh, really? Have you had some input into
maybe.
This? Oh, maybe. All right, let's have a listen.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Top four. It's a short week. Number four. We learnt Dits is on the board for the Oakbank Racing Committee. And Roo is sorry he asked.
Oakbank have got a big day on this Saturday, is it?
Yeah, so it's a three-day carnival. So Wednesday, first of all. So big day this Wednesday. We're having a bit of a corporate lunch up there.
Okay, well, that's probably Oakbank wrapped up.
And we're allowed 10,000 people up there on Saturday.
Beautiful.
So head along to Oakbank. It's going to be in the 30s. Perfect day to go along. Have a real day out with the family. And
okay, probably enough about Oakbank for now. Number three.
No sleep till!
This week, we learnt Roo was very tired.
Come on, I just need some sleep.
Yeah?
So tired.
Well, yeah, just throw to the phones, Roo.
All right, 133353. I'm tired.
He was so tired, he was getting names wrong.
G'day, Tommy, what's our band tragedy playing?
It's Tammy.
It's Tammy.
So tired, he didn't know what was coming up next.
Anyway, what are we doing next there, Dits?
Well, we move on. Normally go to an ad break now, Roo. Have you done this one? Right.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, he sort of knew what was coming up next.
Hey, what is coming up now, is it?
It is.
Roo was so tired, he couldn't even get his horse tips right.
Race 9, number 20. It's called Mullagalamore. Right? It's like the place that Nick Murray's from. Where's he from?
Gum and Grongo Matong.
Well, this is race 9, number 20. Mullagalamore. One of those horses to win.
Speaking of horses, Dits, what's happening this long weekend?
10,000 people were allowed this Saturday.
Beautiful.
Up there at Oakbank. Biggest picnic race meeting in the world, so be a part of it. And by the way, if you want to go, just get online and buy a ticket because it's the only place where you can actually bring your own grog, your own food.
Number two, we learnt Roo's news quiz should probably be called Roo's loose quiz.
Question number four. After alleged orgies, sexual harassment, what do they now want banned from Parliament House?
Dits.
Dits.
Men.
What's the answer, Adam or Matthew? What do they want banned from Parliament House now?
Adam. Seat sniffing.
Seat sniffing.
Very close, but not quite right, Adam. And you wouldn't believe what the prize for the quiz is. Tell them, Dits.
The prize, this is worth winning, two tickets to go to the Oakbank races on Saturday. Frock up and go into the corporate marquee. You'll get a beautiful lunch, a few drinks.
Number one, we learnt what people do on the side for a bit of cash.
Creative ways to make a crust on the side.
That's right, you've got to put food on the table.
When I was 17, I used to clean graves at night.
Mm. Cleaning graves at night, Roo.
Bit of a dead-end job, that one.
How do you earn some cash on the side?
When I was younger, me and my best mate used to collect and bag up pine cones and sell them to people for their fires.
Yes, well, selling bags of cones. That would have been dangerous, wouldn't it?
How does Dits make a bit of money on the side? Maybe it's by giving Oak Bank a couple of mentions.
Hey, if you're at a loose end, I've been talking about Oak Bank all week, but today, Wednesday race, is the second day of the carnival, okay? So if beautiful. You want to
the top
head up
five
today,
things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Oh, that's unfair. Come on.
You have been like a broken record. Bloody John Laws. Oh. I tell you what, you'll be in court next week.
I want a grandstand named after me.
You should get one. You should be a bloody life member. Take that segment to your board at your next board meeting and say, I'm doing my job. That's why we've got 10,000 here on Saturday.
Ruined
it's the only
on
carnival
Triple.
You can bring your own food and booze. Yeah,
there you go. Ruined it's here on Triple M, all thanks to Oak Bank Racing Club.
KO. Sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Now, everyone's been talking about the form of Port Adelaide. They're sitting top and how well they're going, Roo. But last night, a bit of an accident at training. They've been injury-free, the Power, but a late head clash between Alir Alir and Charlie Dixon. Apparently, both will have tests this morning. So let's hope they're okay because both very important. And the other one is
have they got concussion? Or?
Well, they're just saying they'll have tests this morning. To determine if they're fit to play this weekend.
Okay.
But it's fair to say they've been injury-free, haven't they? They've had a
they've
great
had a
run.
Good run. They've only really had Rosie and Pow Pepper and there's someone else that I've forgotten about. Jones did his hamstring.
Yeah. Travis Boak, also a hamstring strain. So, again, hopefully they're saying hopefully it's not a tear. They're going to give him scans today. So, yeah, just a couple of issues for Port Adelaide ahead of that game against the West Coast Eagles.
Well, they wouldn't want to take any risk with them.
No. Now, what about the Crows this weekend? Good Friday tomorrow, taking on the Gold Coast Suns. What about Jordan Butts? Now, over the last couple of weeks, there's stood Hawkins, Franklin, and there's a great stat going around about this.
Yeah, they've won more Coleman medals between them than the games that Jordan Butts has played in the AFL.
Now, who's he stand this weekend?
He stands young gun Ben King, who's one of the stars of the competition.
So what a baptism of fire for him.
Yeah, unbelievable. So just going back, Port Adelaide, you're saying, what are you saying there? You got concussion from a bump last night.
No, there's no mention of concussion. Well, it says there was a head clash. That's all it says. Okay. Alir Alir and Charlie Dixon.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens there.
All right.
Tex Walker.
Yep. Played a great game last week.
Yes, and had four inside 50 tackles and got some goals as a result of it. He was asked about it on Channel 7.
To get three or four tackles inside 50, I was over the moon, but I've got to do it again now so it doesn't look like it was a fluke.
Well, he's had his history with not tackling the big Texan, but at least he's got a sense of humour and hopefully he can do it again Friday.
Now, fitness in the world of AFL is now vital. And in fact, the man who does that or the person who does it, it's not always a man now, but the people that do it at each club are very, very important all of a sudden. Darren Burgess has been regarded as the guru and he's worked all over the world. He's been at Port Adelaide. He's at Melbourne at the moment. You wouldn't go and poach Darren Burgess from your boyfriend, would you?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't do that, would you?
What do you mean?
Well, because Darren Burgess is very, very important to the Melbourne Football Club. This is what Caroline Wilson said on Channel 9 last night.
Well, my understanding is that Adelaide Crows and Darren Burgess now have an understanding that he will be leaving Melbourne at the end of the season and will be joining the Adelaide Football Club where he's never worked before.
Roo, it's round three this weekend.
Yeah.
You would disrupt the Melbourne Football Club's quest for glory this year, your boyfriend's club. To get this fella to, you'd do it already at this point of the season.
I was at the Alma Calling Bingo last night. How could I be signing up Darren Burgess?
So you're denying this, are you?
I'm not talking. I've had my issues with talking about people from other clubs.
Oh,
in the
really?
Past, so
oh, really?
Go.
All right. The Crows women are asking that their prelim final can be played at the Adelaide Oval next week. Adelaide plays the winner of Saturday's game between the Demons and the Dockers, and so they should. Remember the crowd they got for the grand final last time round?
53,000.
They should play at the Adelaide Oval, no doubt about that. Let's hear from one of their stars, Ebony Marinoff.
I've got a few sore bodies, so just take this week a bit easier. Like, had recovery night on Monday night, and then a big session tonight, and then we'll probably train on Friday morning, and then the girls have a couple of days off and then head into a bigger week next week.
She's a star on and off the field. Now, what about the girls that have been named in the extended All-Australian squad, Ruth? They've done
yes,
well across.
Sarah Allen, Anne Hatchard, Ebony Marinoff herself, and Erin Phillips. all have been named in the AFLW All-Australian squad. So that squad will be refined over the coming few weeks. So right. Good on you girls.
Big night of footy tonight. Collingwood take on Brisbane. I can't pick the winner of this one. I'll tell you why. Brisbane were brilliant against Geelong last week, but they've been really disrupted
this week.
Geelong
haven't been going very well either, have they?
Yeah, Brisbane so disrupted this week. Now having to stay in Melbourne, change the game from Brisbane to... Collingwood the favourites?
Well, it's probably a toss of the coin, that one, isn't it? And also Port and Nord tonight at Nord
Huge
Oval.
Game.
This is going to be sensational. If you're in Adelaide, nothing to do, or even if you've got something to do.
Under lights at the parade from 7:40 tonight.
It'll
what a game.
Absolutely brilliant.
They're allowed 5,000 people there tonight, so get along and see the Redlegs host the Magpies at the parade. And just in other news, Adelaide United are on the road tonight, hoping to make it 7 wins in a row. They take on the Mariners in Gosford, Roo. Big game.
Hey, what is happening with that Port Adelaide one, Ditch? Can you go back to it again? Because it's too big a news. You've just glossed over it like they're going to be fine.
No. I'm saying. I'm concerned because I said injury-free. Yes, we did have the Connor Rosey situation,
Charlie
which is
Dixon,
big. But Charlie Dixon and Alia have clashed heads at training. It said late in training. They'll undergo tests this morning to determine if they are fit to play this weekend.
And Travis Boak with a hamstring.
April
Fool's Day!
You asshole. Oh, that's really funny. You moron. Oh, very good. Very good. How childish can you possibly be?
They're fit. Poor fans.
You wanker. Ken Hinckley, if you're listening, I really apologise for this. I'm really, really sorry.
Drove off the road on the way to work. They're all fine. They'll dominate over there. They're fully fit.
I hope you get thrashed by the Gold Coast Suns. I hope you lose by 20 goals tomorrow.
You are a sucker, Ditch. You took that hook, line, and sinker. I had a cockle on the hook, and you went... why haven't we got the sport
Sean
room?
Maynard. Sean Maynard. Wait till I see you.
Have you got the sport room?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening at Oak Bank?
Stick it. Buddy, you run your own show now.
No.
Anyway, that's our look at sport. All thanks to big day at Oak Bank Saturday. Huge day of racing.
How many races?
Yeah, get up there. Heaps. Oh, loads of races.
Just 4 minutes away from 7, ruined it's for breakfast on 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M.
Just a reminder, the Auto Masters text line anytime on 04-888-5-1047. Roo, you've got some messages coming through.
Gold Ditz is a sucker. Loved it, Roo. The April Fool's Day joke at the 6:30 sport. Mm-hmm. Brilliant, Roo. Brilliant. Stevie from Para Hills West. Hamish, I think he's a Port supporter. Arseholes.
Yes.
Had me going as well. So a few good texts there on the Auto Masters text line.
All right, Roo got me earlier this morning. We will replay it later, probably just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Dits.
Nah, all good.
You
eyes in the back of your head.
You put it on me last week to respond with the horses after I had it 1 week off with a winner.
Yep.
And I tipped a $10 winner.
Morty's after it. It's Royal Mile charging away in the end. This is a good tight Royal Mile. He's put them away pretty slickly over the last 50 and has defeated Morty, Monte Pulciano.
All right.
Where are the races this week?
Oak Bank.
Have you got a winner at Oak Bank?
Yes, I'll give you a winner at Oak Bank later on in the show at about 8:55.
All right. Amos Gill, funny man from Adelaide. He's currently doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival. He will join us next here on Triple M.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
He's at the Melbourne Comedy Festival starring and filling the joint out. Amos Gill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we?
How are you, Gilly?
Yes, very good. You know, still just trudging away here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival to these horrible people.
Yes, bloody Victorians. Take their money, though.
I'll tell you, I've just been looking at what's happening there in Adelaide. What do you make of this stat that we're the slowest vaccine rollout?
We're always the worst.
We're highest unemployment, biggest meth users,
you know, whatever. Highest electricity prices.
Best blackouts.
I know why we have the slowest vaccine rollout. It's because SA Health is that run down trying to work out what the bloody hell is wrong with Aaron and Soda from Mick.
Nice one, Billy. You can always count on you to go where you're not
going
to go.
Have they taken their eye off the ball, though?
Billy.
I just don't know what it is. They're just, they've got this mystery illness, and it's this bizarre illness where it just strikes Soda early in the morning, but then he's out for lunch.
Comes good later in the day.
It's called morning sickness. Haven't you heard of it before?
I mean, I tell you what, if he has got it, he's a super spreader because he's everywhere, Soda. I'll tell you what, I've been on SA Radio more times than Aaron and Soda this week. Come on.
Get the jabs out there, SA Health, please.
Another thing that I love, did you see our new marketing campaign? I'm sure you guys have spoken about that.
Yeah, tell us.
The Go Down South with your mouth.
Yes. Yes, I did see that.
Now, that is a proper tourism campaign from South Australia. Go Down South with your mouth. It's all everyone's talking about.
Gee whiz, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from the same people that did the, you know, See You in the NT. Remember that one?
Yes.
See like, You in the NT?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the actual genuine tourism campaign.
Yeah.
So I've got a few more ideas. If we're going to be going with this sort of sexual innuendo tourism, how about put Iron Knob in your gob?
Oh, no, too far. This is live, Gilly. This is not the old days of pre-records, Gilly.
Travel to the coast, have a spit roast.
Wind it back a bit now.
Marriage has lost its spark. Find it in Renmark.
Yeah, that's I like better. That. I that's like a lot that. Better.
That's good.
That's good place.
Bit of romance.
Right? It's good caravan
saying.
Park, and you like going up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come to Panola 9 months later, pushing a stroller.
Yeah, that's good. Borderline, good.
I'll tell you, right.
You've done well to rhyme with Panola. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll finish on this.
Quit while you're ahead there, please.
I'm winding it back here. Now, did you see Channel 9 was hacked by China?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, 70 people hacked the Today Extra show, which Channel 9 are describing to be a ratings boom.
Nice one, Gilly.
I was actually wondering why on earth China would want to hack Channel 9, and I've realised it now. It's because President Xi, he wants to see the blocks. Apartments this season, so he's like, whether or not
he's going to purchase them.
He needs a bit more real estate. He's got a few cousins coming over for uni.
You've recovered well. You've done well, Amos.
Sorry, boys. I didn't want to put you on media watch again.
Bit of promotion there.
We could be off air. Good on you, Gilly, and do well at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, good to talk.
There take their cash, Gilly.
Amos Gill here on Triple M.
I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Bow.
Keep up with the times and play Roo's News.
Okay, time for the quiz. This man has been unbelievable. Our carryover champ from Ridgehaven, Matthew. Good morning.
Morning, lads.
You've been listening all morning?
Yeah.
So you've done your homework again. Your trivial knowledge is up to scratch. Good. Just test your buzzer for us, please.
Matt.
Matt.
Sharp. And our first contestant for the day, Bruno from Campbelltown. How are you, Bruno?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good on you, Bruno. You ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Good. This bloke's gone 3 days in a row, Matthew. Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah.
No, we can always give it a go.
All right. Test your buzzer for us, please.
Bruno.
Thank you.
Good. What about yours?
Dits.
Righto. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. How many hot cross buns did Jars eat in one day?
Oh, Bruno.
Bruno.
How many was it, Bruno?
Six.
Oh, good start, Bruno.
Flew out of the blocks.
Just check your buzzer, Matt.
Matt nil. Bruno won. Dits nil.
We're not surprised about that. Which world leader's dog has bitten someone for a second time?
Matt. It's into it.
The USA's.
Give me the name.
His name is... President. Oh, geez, what?
Ooh, he's
I'll give you three.
He's given us half the
two. One.
No.
Wow.
Went over my head again.
He said the USA president.
Yeah.
Do we give it or not?
No.
You only asked which country, so didn't ask for the name.
Which world leader's dog, not which.
Oh, hello.
World leader. So you're starting.
If you answer back, I'll give you a 50-metre penalty.
Wow.
All right.
Does Bruno want to have a crack
hit,
at this?
Bruno.
Biden.
Two zip.
Two zip, no.
There you go. That was the incident. It was nasty.
Righto, Matt, this is your biggest test today, young fella. All right, I'm with you. I'm not against you. Might sound like it. I'm with you. Vanessa Amorosi is suing
Bruno.
Her.
Ooh. What's the answer, Bruno?
Mother.
Ooh. No, well, it's actually not wrong, and I'll give Matt the full question now as a result, because I'm trying to get you back into the game.
Yep.
Matt, Vanessa Amorosi is suing her mum for lost earnings. Who else is she suing, according to Alice?
Absolutely everybody.
Hey.
I know some other people she's suing.
Who's she suing?
Absolutely everybody. Oh, everybody.
There you go. Fighting back. Hang on. Bruno 2, Matt 1. Dits now.
Any chance you can take part in this quiz instead of just giving us the bloody score?
I've found the questions a bit hard so far.
Okay, I'll give you a chance. What is the name of the festival cancelled in Byron Bay due to COVID?
It's the Don't Wash for a Month, Hairy Armpit, Hug a Tree, Smoke a Joint Fest.
Wow. Who else could you offend there?
Hang on. Matt wants to have a go. What is it, Matt?
Blues Fest.
Blues Fest.
Oh,
it is
too old.
Bruno 2.
Easter Thursday.
Matt 2. Dits now.
It's come down for this. What do they win? What prize
this? This is into the corporate marquee. The tickets are $200 a head. All right. It's lunch. It's a drinks package all day at the mighty Oakbank Races. This is big.
We know that. You've told us 45 times.
All right. You
week.
Asked me.
Righto. What popular South Australian fish has just hit $100 kilo.
Bruno, what is it? This is for the big prize.
For the winner.
Whiting.
King George Whiting. Oh, Bruno, you champion. Congratulations.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Bruno.
He's coming at the last minute. The contestant for the Thursday, the last
Where's he
day,
going,
he's yeah. off to Oakbank. Who are you going to take to Oakbank, Bruno? Who are you going to take?
I'm not sure out of my wife and my son yet.
All right. Now you need to
take your wife.
Now, mate, you
Bruno.
Need to frock up, all right? This is the corporate marquee.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, Matt, you have been unbelievable as a contestant, mate. We've got tickets to Hilux Hill at the footy for you.
Can you go tomorrow night, Matt?
Yeah, sure can.
A corporate box, right. Food and drinks, up on the hill.
Yeah.
It's probably better than being with Dits all day.
Oh, get out. Look, poor Matt. Matt's in tears, mate.
That's all right. He hadn't showed any emotion this week. You don't know if he's up or down.
He gives us nothing. Bruno, well done, mate. You came in at the last minute, and you were a fantastic contestant in Ruse News.
Bruno, good luck with Dits, mate.
Stay on the line, Bruno.
He gets a bit loose later. But
I'll just give him a number, Bruno. You can pick me up on the way because I ain't driving.
Triple M's ruined Dits for breakfast.
Rockcliffe gets the instant reply.
Rockcliffe.
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his paper.
Feeling a little bit for Tommy Rockcliffe at the moment, Rue. Hasn't had a lot of game time, so I wonder what's going to happen this weekend.
For spots. That's what it is at Port Adelaide.
Let's get him on. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Dits. I'm a chance with Bokey going down last night.
Oh, very funny.
And Alir.
Don't give this bloke any oxygen.
Charlie Dixon.
He's an idiot, Tom. He really is. So you heard the prank this morning.
Surely you worked it out when you got to about the third bloke.
I'm a bit slow.
It was a bad night at training.
If anyone missed it, Rue played a prank on me this morning that there were all these injuries at Port training last night. I fell for it. Yeah.
Hook, line and
sinker. So we had you captaining the side at one stage, Rocky. There were that many going down.
Well, I might have to.
Hey, Tommy, if you're playing at Nord tonight, which I think you are against Nord, Port v Nord, what a way to kick off the SNFL. Nord Oval is the best suburban oval going around at the moment. They've just spent $12 million on a new facility. The oval is absolutely perfect. They'll have 5,000 people there. It'll be a balmy night. Perfect stage for you to dominate on a small deck there at the Redlegs tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's a good chance to get a run under the belt as well. Obviously, I haven't played too much footy this summer. We played the practice game against your mob, and then we played the pre-season game, and only played a half, and then only played a quarter against North Melbourne when I came on a sub, and then didn't get any game time last week. So it's probably time for me to go back and have a run at that level and try and get some match fitness under the belt and then go from there. And as we know, the boys are in really good form, which is a good thing to be. And with Connor coming back and Toddy Marshall available for selection as well, we've got a lot of pressure on for spots, which is a good thing to be.
Just be careful of the brick wall. Has anyone told you about that out at Norwood?
I've actually played out there a couple of years ago, so yeah, it's quite tight to the boundary line, isn't it?
Just make sure you're on the other wing. Don't go anywhere near that wing.
Gary McIntosh used to mash a few collarbones into that wall for the juniors that were out there. Hey, what's going to happen with Georgiadis and Marshall? It's been the biggest talking point all week. We know that Marshall went out with a sore back last week. Georgiadis comes in and kicks four and plays very well. Can you play both in the side? Will Port Adelaide play both in the game against West Coast Eagles, Tommy?
Yeah, I think there is a potential to play four talls because they play a little bit differently. Toddy's more your lead up marking type, and obviously we've seen last week what Mitch can do. He's a flyer and sits on bloke's head. So there's an ability potentially to play four talls in the forward line, which would give the opposition a different look as well. So we know West Coast are quite strong early in defence. They like to get across and intercept marks. So there's a few different looks that we could go with. I think they'll leave the selection to the last minute, but I think they'll take them both on the plane over to Perth and then make the decision over there.
All of them. Gee, we could kick 30 goals this week.
You guys might win by record margin, Ditz.
All of those blokes out there, Tommy, that's unbelievable.
Ditz, he might have a case of getting the carried aways a little bit. He's genuine that you're going to win three flags.
We've beaten two very good sides. We have beaten two great sides in North Melbourne and Essendon so far, and we are on fire. Tommy, what's it like being the sub and you just sit there and you don't get on? I know you want the team to do well, and you're hoping that they win and everything, but it's got to be a bit of a bittersweet feeling, really. As you said, you didn't get 1 minute of game time last week.
You got to run past me on the boundary line about 20 times. That was good fun, Tommy, wasn't it?
I got to see Roo's pretty face about 40 times on the weekend, up and back every time. And I think it's good. I think it'd be harder, to be honest, if the team was losing and struggling out there. I think it'd be a lot harder to sit there and watch it. But when the boys were playing so well, it was quite okay, and you sort of just got to bite your time. And being an older bloke amongst the team, I sort of try and keep a little bit of calmness amongst them when they come to the bench and just give them some feedback on what seems to be working out there and what's not. And luckily on the weekend, everything that we seem to do was working quite well. And you get a little bit of banter from the crowd, but they were pretty friendly to me, so that was nice.
Is it true? Did Roo sing Never Tear Us Apart before the game?
I did.
Yeah, he was. He was. And then he got in the lift with my parents after the game.
I did. I forgot about that. Very nice parents, Tom. I don't know how you turned out the way you did, but they were very nice.
He was on the way down and he told them that he might buy a Port membership.
Might
have converted him.
I sent him to the wrong car park, though. Did they tell you that? I said, I don't know if you're meant to be in B1 or B2, but it's one or the other, so good luck.
Yeah, thanks for that. I spent 40 minutes sitting in the car park waiting for him to buy
the car. What was their feedback after the game? Gee, you're a good sub, Tommy.
They're
flying in. Where did they come in from to watch you play?
They came from Benalla, so they came over because Easter, obviously, to see the young bloke.
Yeah.
So that was good. Their feedback was, geez, you look good running up and down the sidelines.
And I was disappointed you didn't take the sausage roll off you as you were running past. Have a good night tonight.
Yeah, get 40 touches tonight, mate, and work your way into that side, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Good on you, Tommy.
He's a good fella, Tommy Rockliffe from Port Adelaide. Now, you can ring at any time on 133353. Mark from Mawson Lakes has given us a call. Good morning, Mark.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Now, what can we do for you?
Oh, I just bumped into Roo yesterday at Total Tools.
Adelaide Tools. Their new store at Parafield, that's where you were.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. You're the Magpie Man, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
It is. Did you remember the Magpie Man?
I do. Now, this is the fella that we first saw him on TV, so we got him on because he just does the most incredible magpie impersonation.
I was recording the new ad for the new superstore out there at Parafield yesterday, and he come over and he just let rip with the magpie noise. Can I hear it one more time, Mark? Have a listen to this.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you are good. You are real good.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Now, you told me something yesterday which blew me away. You are going to Sydney to star in a movie.
Yeah, well, not star, but I'm a guest appearance in a movie called No Home Done, and it's a comedy.
Is it a black and white movie? For the Magpies are black and white.
He's got to explain his jokes as well.
So what role are you playing in this movie?
I can't say a lot, but I am playing, I've got a singing role, put it that way.
So you don't have to be a magpie in it?
Yes. Kind of.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you give us one? I'm just picturing myself. I'm on the riverbank this weekend, about 3 o'clock in the hour. I've had a couple of cans. I'm talking to my mate, and then I hear this. Beautiful. All right. Well, thanks for ringing in, Mark. All the best with your movie. Best with your movie, and have a great Easter.
Thanks for that.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Mark.
Well done, Mark from Mawson Lakes, the Magpie Man, here on Triple M.
Dez's Minibus and Dez's Cabs. Let Dez take you to your destination. Call Dez on 13 3377. DezMinibus.com.au.
Triple M. Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ooh, that might be our worst single yet.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
Now, Alice has just worked out, Ruth. This has been going for 5 weeks. $2,300. 5 weeks we've been going for.
Wow. All right. Well, let's give another chance for it to go off again today.
Blew you away with that, didn't I?
No, you did. No, because that was good. Let's go to Balaclava. G'day, Kylie.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, Kylie.
Kylie, do you say I'm from Balak? Is that what they all say that way?
Yeah, most people do, yeah.
That's what the locals say, Roo.
Yeah, I know that. Are you on a farm, Kylie, or...?
I'm out on a farm. We're truck drivers, so, we're staying on the boss's farm at the moment.
Truckies. Good on you, Kylie. What do you think the song is that Tragedy's playing?
Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith.
Yeah, that ticks the gender box.
Ooh.
It does. 2,300.
Oh, sorry, Kylie. Sorry about that.
Bad luck, Kylie. Have a great Easter.
You too.
Good
Thank
on you,
you.
Kylie.
We'll do.
Right, where are we going now, Roo?
We're going to Elizabeth Downs. G'day, Noel.
G'day.
What are we playing? What's Tragedy playing here for $2,300?
Well, I think it's What's Up by 4-9 Blondes.
4-9 Blondes. That fits the gender criteria. For $2,300, is it What's Up?
God, our last caller of the week. Let's head out to Gawler East. Kim, what's our band Tragedy playing for $2,300?
I'm thinking maybe The Man by The Killers.
All right.
Stephen Marshall song.
This fits the gender profile.
After he won the election, he walked into the Hackney to this song.
He did. Now, Kim, what do you like with your music? Are you normally, do you like music?
I love music.
Yeah?
I'm The Killers? Hubby and I. Yeah, they're not bad. Probably not more bad. My husband's band.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting the feeling you're a bit tone deaf, actually.
Oh.
Sorry to say. No, I'm sorry.
Why would you say that?
Oh, well, if she thinks that we're playing The Man by The Killers, I don't know. What is the right answer? Let's go to Mel the Button Pusher. Let's just find out. For $2,300. If you can make head or tail out of that, for $2,300, Kim from Gawler East, you are right!
Oh, no! Happy Easter!
Thank you so much.
$2,300. What are you going to do with it, Kim?
Oh, well, since hubby had a helping hand, we might go on a getaway.
There you go. Where would you like to go? Where do you think you'll head to?
Oh, somewhere local, I reckon. Support the tourism. Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, how confident were you?
My husband was more confident than me, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, now, what's his name, Kim?
His name's Darren.
Darren.
Good on you, Darren. Well done, Darren. Darren and Kim. You're going to have an awesome weekend.
How good's that? $2,300. Now, let's just have a little listen so you can really pick out what we're playing here, Roo.
All right. So this is The Man.
Right.
And this is Up.
A 1, 2, 3.
I'm The Man. You're The Man.
Yeah.
There you go. See, you can hear it.
When Dits sings, you can really get it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done, Kim.
Good on you, Kim.
$2,300. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
How good's that? Well done. Oh. Gee, we're giving away a lot of stuff. We've given tickets to Hilux Hill in the corporate box. We've given two tickets to the Oakbank races with you on the source for Saturday.
Do you think I'll turn up?
Bruno. You'll have a ball up there,
and
Bruno.
Kim and Darren from Gawler East, $2,300 with the weight. We'll have to record a new song.
If that's not enough, I'm going to give you a tip at the races as well to finish off the weekend.
We give and we give. Ruined It's on Triple M.
7:42 on Triple M with Ruined It's for breakfast. And without a word of a lie, the work experience guy we've just met, young Max, who's wonderful, has just come back with hot cross buns
Can
for
you
us
believe
for
it?
Breakfast. What
Four
a good egg.
Four packets of them.
Love him.
That's
Four
a good
packets.
Test.
Max from the Prospect Cricket Club. He's a little star too, Roo. Him and his brother Peter. He came over from Melbourne to play cricket. But anyway, most importantly.
Didn't he come over here to buy us hot cross buns?
Yeah. He's weighed in with hot cross buns. Got me thinking, Roo, what is the best way to eat hot cross buns?
Well, there's only one way to eat hot cross buns in my world.
And that is?
You cut them in half, you toast them, you whack them with the butter over the top, and then you munch on them.
That's just one of the three ways
I think
like
it's the best way.
Them.
You said, what's the best way to eat
enough.
Them? And I've just given you the best.
When I get them fresh, which Max has just walked in with, absolute fresh, and I think, Mel, you're on the same page. I can just cut them open straight away with butter when they're really soft and fresh. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
But yes, then there is. But then toasting them is better.
My second one that I have, I toast that one.
How many do you have in one sitting?
I have three. Because I then toast that one
you're
with butter.
Pig.
And then I'm impatient. I whack the third one in the microwave, 20 seconds, 15
Why
seconds
microwave.
Why do you
do the microwave for?
Because it's quicker.
What, by just to warm it up so your butter melts?
By then I just want to eat it. That's right. Now tell me, what about the great Andrew Newton Jarman?
The great Andrew Newton
in the
Jarman
office
was
yesterday.
Here yesterday because we were recording the bump.
Yeah, we're just opening the packet.
The award-winning podcast that we do on Wednesdays that you can go and search at Ruined Dits and listen to the bump. It's worth listening to if you want to have a laugh and get a bit of footy fact. But Jars yesterday told me he ate six hot cross buns the other day.
Six.
In one day.
Six.
He said he felt guilty. He felt ashamed of himself. He looked in the mirror. And he looked like he'd swallowed a bag of hot cross buns.
I think he's raving on about diet and what he's doing at the moment and training. So that's all.
Fair to say he falls off the wagon. But he bowled six over in one day the other day.
Six.
133353. How do you like to eat your hot cross buns? What are the best way to do them?
And by the way, what about the new flavours? Alice, the other day you gave us a hot cross bun that was it raspberry and chocolate?
Yeah, with a bit of coconut on top from Baker's Delight.
I've never
they
seen these
good.
Before. I
yeah, know. You acted like that. I've never seen anyone eat something so good.
You just made out you're interested. You just wanted to eat them. But anyway, how do you like to eat them? What are the best ways to eat them? And tell you what, if you've
I like
got
to eat them live on air.
Yes. Nom, nom, nom. And if you've got a little favourite place you like to buy it from, don't be frightened to drop that in as well. We've got, what prize have we got today to give away?
Hilux Hill.
Oh, this is a cracking prize. We've got a double to Hilux Hill to see the Crows and Suns, including free food and drinks. This is unbelievable. If you don't know what Hilux Hill is, up on the hill, there's a back end, a rear end of a Hilux. Mm. It looks like it anyway, but it's a big corporate box. On the hill, food, drinks, and watch the Crows smash the Gold Coast Suns on Good Friday. These tickets are worth a fortune. 133353. How do you like to eat your hot cross buns?
10 to 8, just being hand-delivered a buttered hot cross bun from Mark Ricciuto in front of the microphone here. I love it. Ruined It's for breakfast. How are you eating your hot cross buns? What's the best
because
way to have
Because
we them?
Are in a sea of hot cross buns right here in the studio at the moment.
We have to do the tasters. You can't throw a phoner at if you don't know what you're talking about.
Come on.
What's the best way to eat your hot cross buns after Jars knocked over six on Tuesday? Let's go to Ranella. Connor, what's the best way to eat them?
You got to have them toasted with enough butter to clog your arteries up.
Yes, that's it. Toast them up. Whack the butter on.
Rock
good
to
boy,
a good
Connor.
Start. Righto.
Oh, yeah, you're the favourite for Hilux Hill at the moment. What a prize this is. Let's go to Broadview. G'day, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Paul. How do you like to eat your hot cross buns?
They've got to be heated up, either toasted or Ditz's cheat way through the microwave.
Yep.
But you got to have a fruit chock one with Nutella on it.
Oh, you're having everything, Paul.
How sweet is that?
Gee, bit of Nutella.
Beautiful. Good on you,
All right,
Paul.
Good on you. Let's go to Hampstead Gardens. Dave, how do you eat your hot cross buns?
Well, if you got a crowd around Roo, you cut them up, put them in the tray in the oven, and then sprinkle butter all over them, and then they all go for them, mate.
Yeah, fight over them.
Dave.
You fight over the whole tray.
You're a caterer. Yeah.
No, mate.
No, good on you, Dave. Good thinking, though. I like that. Let's go to Mount Torrens up in the hills. G'day, Rick.
Morning.
What's happening in Mount Torrens this morning?
It's a beautiful morning. Good morning for milking cows.
Oh, nice. Are you a dairy farmer?
Certainly are.
Well done. How hard has it been a dairy farm? We hear all these stories, 7 days a week. If you don't milk the cows, no one else is.
Well, yeah, pretty much like that. So if you want to help out over Easter, that'd be great.
Sorry, I'm a bit busy. Right. Tell us how you eat your hot cross buns.
But preferably not after Ditch has been to the Oatbank races. He's not coming here.
Oh, so. Yeah. Thank you very much.
He'll be milking the bookmakers up there on Saturday.
Right. All right. How do you have your hot cross buns, Rick?
Well, this is thanks to my late mother, but warmed up or not, but cut in half and 2 slices of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, you're joking. Ice cream and hot cross buns.
What a great idea for a dessert.
Oh, wow.
And it works just as well with finger buns as well.
Oh, I haven't tried that before.
Do you drizzle a bit of anything on it, a bit of maple syrup or anything? Or?
No, that's just diabetes.
All right, okay. Thanks, Rick.
That's it.
All right, good luck with your cows. Let's go to Salisbury. G'day, Randy.
How you going, Rick?
Good,
there's
Randy.
There's only one way to eat them is toasted, bit of butter, and slap on the Vegemite, mate.
Oh, slap on the veggie, veggie's good.
A sweet hot cross bun with Vegemite, do you reckon?
Well, Randy,
would that work?
All right. Randy gets pretty Randy after he does that, don't worry about that.
Right, more information. Yes. Now, Roo, who's your best caller? Who are you going to send to Hilux Hill?
I am in awe of dairy farmers. They work so hard, and they've been up against it for a long time trying to keep their industry going. So I'm going to send Rick from Mount Torrens off to Hilux Hill at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. He can go and have a great night there and make sure he gets home to milk the cows on Saturday morning, and he'll be reliving the Crows win. I think Tex is going to kick 7 this week.
Oh, 7. All right.
He went 5 and then he went 6. I think he's going to kick 7.
Awaken your unbreakable today in the Toyota Hilux SR5. Rough and rugged exit your local Toyota dealer.
Well, on Roo and Ditts for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Ed.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Apparently the Lockleys Hotel was going off after race 3 last week.
Oh, really? Well, the big 10-1 winner.
And they win at $10. She's beers are on us, Ditts. You start shouting the bar when those sort of things happening. Got 2 tips for Oatbank, Ditts, where you're going to do your best work on the weekend. First one I'm not overly confident about. I'm just saying that. I tipped it 2 weeks ago and it disappointed. It's called Streetcar Stranger.
They often say don't chase them? Don't chase the losses.
They follow it up. This one's got gear change. It's got the winkers on. Race 7 at Oatbank, number 14.
What do winkers do for it?
Make it just run straighter so they concentrate.
Can I get some winkers?
You need some winkers to stop.
Keep me on the straight and narrow.
Stop looking at the fillies at the track at Oatbank.
That's it. Tunnel vision on it. Keep getting whacked on the back of the head.
This is a tough race. Just put $1 each way on this thing. You'll get double figure odds on it, okay?
What was it called again?
Streetcar Stranger.
Righto.
Just a very small each way bet. I'm not overly confident on that. Mm. But I tell you what.
Right.
If that gets up, and even if it doesn't, beg, borrow, or steal a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Race 8, number 8. How do you pronounce that one? Is it called Placer?
Oh, I'm not. I haven't got
Placer,
it in front of
me. Placer, I think.
Spell
it
for me.
Placer.
Yeah. I would have thought. Something Placer, like Placer, yeah.
Race 8, number 8. Anyway, that's easy to remember. But it should sit midfield. Its last two runs have been really good. I reckon it's really suited this race. I've had a little bit of a crack at it too, just quietly. Mm-hmm. So have an Easter egg each way on this.
All right.
And at Oatbank, and hopefully can get the chockies.
Get the chockies. Fantastic. Yeah. I like it, Rube. Like the puns.
Have a great weekend, everyone. It is a great weekend to get out and see your families and friends and your mates and travel to the regions, but don't race. Don't be an idiot on the roads. I hate people who drive too fast over on the busy roads. Just get there and have a great weekend and when are we going to catch you soon?
A couple of weeks.
We got holidays.
We got time off.
Yay! All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Go the Crows and go the Power.
Go the Power.